NPR correspondent Peter Kenyon has finished another month in Iraq. Our correspondents rotate in and out of that country, and each time they leave, we ask them to reflect on what they've seen. Peter is now back at his home base in Jerusalem. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Steve.
Last time you were in Baghdad, I believe Iraq was formally an occupied country. Now it is formally independent. When you got there, did you notice any difference because of that?
Well, I don't know so much because of that. I can tell you, just going around Baghdad, one thing that's very different, you just don't see very many foreigners on the street that much anymore, as the risk level goes up and up, which it seems to have done every time I've gotten back there. Foreigners just aren't getting out as much.
You have to change the way you look after your personal security each time?
Definitely. When I first went back there in November of 2003, I was going not all over the country, but just about. Trips to Mosul, down to Karbala in the south. Then in May, it was much more constricted, and this time in October, even much more so. It just gets worse and worse in that sense, and I'm guessing it will continue to keep getting worse right up to the elections and probably a little bit beyond. The big question is how much beyond.
This is not good for a journalist who has to get out and see things in order to report.
No, of course it's not. It's caused a lot of anguish among the journalist community. I thought that our producer, J.J. Sutherland, and I managed to get a few quite good stories, due in no small measure to the excellent work of our Iraqi translators as well.
You did get out and speak to a number of Iraqis. How did they respond when they spoke to an American?
They will still talk to you. There's a little bit more reticence, and sometimes you need to make several arrangements in advance so they know you're coming. What is happening less and less is reporters just wandering around talking to anyone who happens to be out on the street. That just doesn't happen very much anymore because of the security situation. But especially after you've been there for a few tours of duty, you make some contacts, you know some families, your translators know families, you can arrange appointments in advance and then go meet them in a somewhat safer setting.
Safer for you and for them.
Well, exactly. We can't stress enough that for all the amount that we talk about our own security and safety and how hard it is to cover the story, the hardest thing is to live in some of these cities as an Iraqi. The vast majority of those killed have been Iraqis, and in cities like Baghdad and Ramadi and Fallujah, the civilian life is extremely difficult.
Peter, it's interesting. You were in Iraq, I believe, when the Prime Minister of Iraq, Iyad Alawi, came here to the United States and met with President Bush and gave a speech. That was seen largely in the context of the American presidential campaign here, but you were watching the way that Iraqis followed that story.
Surprisingly, I must say, there was general indifference and a frequent refrain that this had more to do with American politics than Iraqi. Although there is an inevitable sense that Alawi gained a certain amount of prestige from it. There was a certain pleasure at seeing an Iraqi on the world stage. I was a little bit surprised, doing political person on the street interviews, or in their house in this case, at how many people liked Alawi, in particular his image as a tough guy. A lot of people said that he's the guy to take on the insurgents and bring them to heel, and who knows if that will happen in the elections in January.
So, Peter Kenyon, what's it like to leave Baghdad after a month there and return to the safety of Jerusalem?
When I got back, there were these deadly bombings in Taba, and that really did cast a little bit of a chill over the welcome back. It doesn't look too good for the immediate future anyway, but there is one thing people here can agree on. They're better off than the Iraqis.
NPR's Peter Kenyon is back at his base in Jerusalem after finishing one more month in Iraq. Peter, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
And we'll continue talking to other NPR correspondents as they rotate out of Iraq.